Wilbur blushed. He stood perfectly still and tried to look his best.
"This magnificent animal," continued the loudspeaker, "is truly terrific. Look at him, ladies and gentlemen. Note the smoothness and whiteness of the coat. Observe the spotless skin, the healthy pink glow of ears and snout."
"It's the buttermilk," whispered Mrs. Arable to Mrs. Zuckerman.
"Note the general radiance of this animal. Then remember the day when the word radiant appeared clearly on the web. Whence came this mysterious writing? Not from the spider. We can rest assured of that. Spiders are very clever at weaving their webs, but needless to say, spiders cannot write."
"Oh, they can't they?" murmured Charlotte to herself.
"Ladies and gentlemen," continued the loudspeaker, "I must not take any more of your valuable time. On behalf of the governors of the fair, I have the honor of awarding a special prize of $25 to Mr. Zuckerman, together with a handsome bronze medal suitably engraved, in token of our appreciation of the part played by this pig, this radiant, this terrific, this humble pig, in attracting so many visitors to our great county fair."